Well, welcome back to this Friday edition of the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. Thanks again for listening today. This past Sunday, we continued on in our label series, and we were in Luke chapter 23. And as we worked our way through this chapter, we looked at the cross through the perspective of three criminals. The first criminal was Barabbas. The second was the criminal crucified to the right of Jesus. And the third was the criminal crucified on the left of Jesus. And as we worked our way through these verses, we saw how Jesus takes the place of a criminal, Barabbas, that Jesus, the innocent, sets free the guilty. And soon after, Jesus finds himself being crucified between two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And the conversation breaks out while hanging on their respective crosses. Verse 39 in chapter 23 says this: one of the criminals who were hanging railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he, Jesus, said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The first criminal goes after Jesus, goes on this rant saying, "Are you not the Christ? Well, then save yourself and save us. What are you doing?" In other words, this criminal is setting the terms for what Jesus should do, how Jesus should save, when Jesus should act, and in what manner Jesus should save or serve him. And before we get too harsh on this criminal, I'm pretty sure we've all done this. I know I have. We live or think in such a way that says, "Jesus, here are my terms, my thoughts, and my expectations on how you should act, how you should save, and how you should behave in my life." And when we do that, we miss the mark, just like this criminal misses the mark. And what this criminal misses is the fact that Jesus is in the very act of saving him while hanging on the cross. We see that for Jesus to be a savior, he had to be a sacrifice. Jesus on the cross is taking action. And in the midst of trying to get Jesus to do what he wanted him to do, the criminal can't see an amazing truth. And that Jesus is always working and always moving and always healing and always saving, even when we don't see it, feel it, or know it. And that from the religious leaders to Jesus's arrest to false accusations to Pilate to Herod, all the way to the cross, God was working and Jesus was moving. That where men were doing their worst, God was giving his best in Jesus. And it's here I believe that you and I can find encouragement today, that amidst your hurt and your pain and your struggle, amidst the unknown and the uncertainty and the doubt and the questions, that we can take hope and hold on to this truth that Jesus is at work. Let's not miss what the criminal does, and let's not force Jesus into our boxes. Let's trust and know that God has, is, and always will give his best in and through Jesus. That's what the gospel's all about. In our worst and at our worst, God gives his best in Jesus. We have a tendency to forget that what Christ has done for us, we have a tendency to forget how guilty we are. We have a tendency to forget God's great love and grace has set us free. But the more we hold close to what Christ has done, the more we live from the gospel each day. The more we live from the gospel each day, the more we have compassion in engaging and reaching out to those who don't know Christ. That the gospel that calls us to a life above labels stems from Jesus becoming our Savior through sacrificing his life in place of ours. That the gospel calls us to a life above labels because Jesus took our place. And that in Jesus, his life, his death, and his resurrection, God gives his best to you and I. And he's left us right here and now to make the amazing, life-changing name of Jesus known. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, How great are your works? How wonderful are your ways? How high are your thoughts above ours and your ways beyond ours? We praise you today for giving your best to us in Jesus. May we live in, from, and for that amazing truth today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.